The most recent update of our faith walk journey started on Sunday night, and it was a race against time. We were scheduled to check out of our beautiful hotel room the next morning, and we were waiting for the arrival of God's promise for refuge to arrive. We were tired of moving and had only been in the hotel for 3 days, so the thought of moving again was exhausting to even think about. Every time we move, my head is dizzy from the relocation process the next day, and I usually don't write it all on moving day. We have quite a bit of things that have to be loaded and unloaded, and on a hot day, it feels like lifting elephants. We really wanted to be able to stay, but we quickly found out that every hotel in downtown Chicago was booked out for the week. Not only one room could be found. By the time that I realized that, my heart was really racing to keep my peace and what God promised to do. He promised that He had every detail planned out and to do nothing as I waited for Him to save the day as the hero of my heart. I felt lost for a moment, not knowing where God would want us to go or how to pay for it. It seemed like just the perfect time before we smashed like pumpkins from hitting the ground when someone reached out to me with a gift to cover us at an Airbnb apartment for a whole month. At first it looked like it would only be a 2-week refuge, but then things changed quickly, like the second hand racing up the clock. A room was revealed for us that was a whole month long, and we could take a break from all the moving around. It is in a really upbeat, vibrant art neighborhood in Chicago that is very loved among the locals. Receiving this gift was also an invitation to face a new fear, though. I strongly, strongly dislike parallel parking, and it is all street parking. Not only is it street parking, but it's like playing Jenga with cars. I've never seen such crowded streets in my life, and I was really sweating trying to get a place. Apparently, there's absolutely nowhere to park after 5 p.m., and the check-in wasn't until 5, but God had a plan. Out of nowhere, early Monday morning, the landlord messaged me to say that we could check in right away without having to wait. I'm so thankful for that. Even getting there at noon, it was really difficult to obtain a place to park. But once we got all settled inside, it was like a cool oasis in the hot desert. The place is decorated so nice, and the comfort is top-notch. There is even a bidet toilet, which I'll probably never try. The room that my daughter is using looked like an art studio, and she's an artist, so it was wonderful for her. The night before this all happened, I was watching a hero movie and dreaming of my knight in shining armor to rescue me from harm. Then lo and behold, God stepped in without a moment to spare and saved us from crashing to the ground. He caught us in His arms while it seemed like there was bad things that were about to happen for us. It seemed like we were about to tumble to the ground from the high-rise hotel. And He brought us to a cozy little place where we can catch our breath and prepare for the next moment of encountering His intentional love on this path to the castle promise. I look forward to seeing where this chariot of God promise takes us next. I have hopes that the dreams, that it could be something breathtaking to experience and to share. I think one of the hardest things to master with faith is rest. When God said to do nothing and to just wait for His rescue to come, that took all of my strength. It took all of my strength to do nothing. It took all of my strength just to rest and let God be God, to keep His word. Our natural human instinct in the face of fear or danger is fight or flight. And in this situation, the natural reaction was to fight. It was to fight for a breakthrough out of my own strength. It was to fight to use whatever I could do as a single mother to support my child. But God said to rest in Him, because true strength comes from a surrender in obedience, to trust God. It is a surrender to faith. It is a surrender to believe the best. Love always expects the best in one another. So to surrender to love means to surrender to Jesus, to keep His word, and to show love and to expect the best from Him, not the worst. Our weakness is where God's power pours out. So we are not strong by our own might. You can be quiet and docile and meek. You can be gentle and still have more strength than those who are loud on this planet. Because it is not the sound of your voice, but it is the sound of His voice as you surrender to your knees. And God's sovereign power flows out of that weakness. It flows out of that humbled place of surrender where you lay your life down so that He can rise up. Strength is not in trying to fight your own battles yourself. Strength is using His strength to fight. And the most powerful act of faith and the most strongest thing that you can do is to rest in what God has promised. Because when God has given you a promise, it's already done. It is finished. God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. Nothing more was needed. What God said has already been done. He is just waiting for us to open up and receive it. And we receive it from a posture of peace, rest, and trust. And yes, our patience will be tested during this. But if you can stay patient and calm and trust in God's ever-present rescue, then surely you will see what He promised flourishing out like a sudden emergence of a waterfall taking over the dry, parched, sun-scorched ground. I love you so much. This is Danette from DiamondsFromTheDust.com. I did want to mention, for those who have been trying to reach me, I temporarily took down the contact at Diamonds from the Dust website, email, because it was just having some issues. So the new company email is hello@diamondsfromthedust.com. And I may in time bring back the contact at Diamonds from the Dust again soon, but I had to clear out some of the junk that I was getting in there and start new. Have a beautiful day. I pray that the God of all hope will fill you with all hope to believe that you are able to rest and receive effortlessly. And all that He promised, may those words just show up as an unexpected surprise for you today, with blessings that you didn't see coming.